Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Chit Chat with Nisha Yvette. I am your host, of course, Nisha Yvette. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh my gosh, I'm hating myself for having to always restart these podcasts over and over each year and not being consistent. I really want to try to be a little bit more consistent with you guys. I just had so much going on. I just recently moved and just trying to get myself together. This year has really been like a like evolving year for me, meaning that I really took time out to recognize the areas of my life where I needed to improve, recognizing people and things that I did not want in my life anymore, and trying to avoid situations that take me out of my peaceful mindset, my comfort zone, and just trying to just learn more about me, do things for me, be the person that I want to love and adore every day. And it's just been a long process. Like, I took a lot of time away from social media, especially Twitter, Instagram, well, basically all of your major social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I really decided to cut the amount of time that I spend on those platforms and really focus on myself. During this past year, I would say that I have grown a lot. I have grown as a woman. I've grown as a mother. I've grown as a daughter. I've grown as a sister. I've grown as an entrepreneur. I've grown just mentally, financially, physically, everything. So in this podcast, I just want to talk about, you know, the things that made me, that brought me to the point of realizing that I had to review my life and determine what I needed to do to get to where I am trying to go in my life. So if you are interested in that, listening to me talk about that, and this is the podcast for you, hopefully I'll be able to help somebody else going through the same thing, or know somebody that's going through the same thing, so I can encourage you guys on how to help yourself or help them going forward. So last year, it was like a crazy experience for me. 2020 was really like crazy, especially with COVID going on. It was just I ain't gonna say it was a bad experience, but it was different. It was a different kind of feel to just something I've never experienced before. A lot of us have not experienced before. And at the time, and still today, I work for a company who decided that, yes, we can work from home. I've been working from home for my corporate job since March of 2020, which has been a blessing, because where I live at in Georgia compared to where my job is, it is a bit of a drive. So that really affected my mental health as far as having to drive so far to work every day. If you live in Atlanta, you know the traffic is horrible. So like a 30-minute drive can easily turn into an hour into like 2 hours, depending on traffic. So it really was taking a toll on me, having to spend so much time driving to work, being at work, and then driving back home. Literally, you get home and you're like super exhausted and you don't really have time for that self-care. Well, since COVID happened, I really wanted to get in tune with myself and practicing self-care and really evaluating my life and trying to get rid of things that no longer serve me and my purpose. So that included a lot of like letting people go, moving on, moving up, putting my attention into myself. I'm one of those people that put a lot of people before me. And I think it's just because I'm just a kind-hearted person. I kind of overlooked the things that I wanted for myself because I was so busy trying to make others happy. I was so busy trying to do for other people that I neglected my own self-care and my own mental state. And I sometimes was drawn to a point of being depressed. And a lot of people noticed it in me. I really didn't want to say, yeah, I'm depressed. I didn't want to be that person. I'm depressed. Something's wrong with me, you know. So I just tried to get back into journaling, and journaling has helped me a lot. I have like 4 different journals, each for different reasons, purposes. They serve different purposes. I have also been trying to meditate a little bit more often. Meditation has helped me in so much, receiving like peace of mind, like giving me that peace. When you meditate for at least like 30 minutes, it kind of just quiets everything around you to give you time to kind of like reset, renew, you know, feeling like you just had a cleansing experience. So I'm really grateful for meditating and clearing my mind and figuring out what I really, really want in my life. So that also included me really kind of looking around at the people who I surrounded myself with. And then I realized that, you know, some certain people do not deserve a spot in my life. So I had to cut some people out. And it was a blessing to get rid of people, you know. And let me just say this real quick. Just because you grew up with somebody, just because you have years of knowing someone, doesn't mean that that person is on the same life path as you. We have a lot of people that, you know, are friends with people in high school or friends with people in college, and they're like, oh, okay, we've been friends for this long, and you put up with their BS, you put up with their smart remarks, and you put up with their just unsupportive ways because of the longevity of the friendship or the longevity of knowing someone. And it's not worth it. It's not worth it because things just happen. We all, as human beings, go through different situations and circumstances that mold us into what we are as adults. So that person that you know when you were in high school is not necessarily the same person that is going to be who you knew 10 years down the line. People change. Like I said, situations, circumstances mold into somebody's mental, and it doesn't mean that that person is a bad person, but that person just isn't on your level anymore. And that's fine because, you know, the saying, we meet each other, you know, everybody you meet is for a reason, a season. I forgot the quote. It's something like that, but you know what I'm saying. I'm sure everybody heard the quote or whatever. But yeah, that's basically what it is. So, you know, just getting rid of, cutting people out, not necessarily in a bad way, but not just, not really like interacting with them as much. Being cordial, but not on the extra friendly, let's hang out, let's kick it type thing. So if you have people that are around you that are not giving you peace, that you have to kind of, you're like, you know, they're funny acting, or, you know, they're not supportive, or they always have bad things to say about you when you are elevating instead of, you know, being a positive voice in your ear as you're going through things and as you're getting better, as you're improving. Do not hold on to those type of people. It's okay. You don't have to curse them out and cut them off, but there is a way to gradually let them know, like, look, we're just not on the same level anymore. We don't have to kick it like that. You know, even if you are a chick that used to hang out, go to clubs and stuff, you might be feeling, hey, I'm a little bit too old to be going to clubs. I'm a little bit too old to be hanging out late at night, getting drunk and acting a fool or whatever. And your friends are still those type of females. You can remove yourself from that part of their lives and say, hey, you know, that's just not me anymore. You know, we can talk, we can hang out at, we can do Sunday brunch or whatever, but I don't necessarily want to kick it with you guys when you go to the club and when you get drunk or whatever. So, you know, you have to make that determination yourself, but trust me, the mental peace that you get from not trying to please them by doing things that you don't want to do is such a blessing. Also, take yourself out on dates. Take yourself out solo sometimes. In these times, it's kind of crazy to travel solo, but you can do it in a safe manner. Just do all your research before you solo travel. I solo traveled once, my very first time to LA, I solo traveled. I was there for like 4 days. But at the time, my children were very, very young, so I was homesick. I was like, I'm ready to go. I actually cried like the 2 days. The last 2 days I was there because I missed my babies. So yeah, I understand that, you know, you have to do things for your mental. And like I said, go on solo dates, take yourself to the movies. I go to the movies a lot by myself. I don't need anyone to go to the movies with me. I will go to a restaurant and eat by myself. It's just, you know, take a book, sit down, eat, chill by yourself. It's fine. It doesn't make you look lonely. It doesn't make you look crazy. It shows that you are a person that loves yourself and you enjoy spending time alone and with yourself. Even if you're in a relationship, it's okay to always, you know, to go out with your partner, but sometimes, you know, for your own mental, you need an escape. So do those things on your own or go for a walk by yourself. Of course, ladies, be safe about it. Take your stun gun, your pepper spray, your gun if you have one, because people are crazy. What I also like to do as far as like my self-care and how I have gotten to the place that I've gotten to, I stopped following a lot of things on Instagram and pages on Instagram and social media, period. Like, you know, I was following, what's his name, Justin LA Boy, or like The Shade Room, and I stopped following them a long time ago because it's like, I don't need to see that. It kind of like, you see stuff and you're like, yeah, that's right, you know, and it's like, no, that ain't me. And then it was like, wait a minute, this person is so negative. It's so toxic. Both pages are so toxic. And the fact that they talk about people, and that's the thing that I really am trying to get my mental state and my peace of mind. I don't see a point in talking about people. It's good to have an opinion. It's good to, you know, you can have an opinion, but at the end of the day, just don't entertain any of it. Don't put your opinion out there. Don't bash anybody. Don't belittle anybody. Don't talk about people, because people are people. We are all human beings. We all have, we grew up in different circumstances. We've been through different things. So it's like, I can't judge anybody. I can't judge anyone by the way they dress, by the way they carry themselves, by the way they talk, by the way they act. It's not my place to do that. It's not my place to tell you you're right and you're wrong, or you shouldn't do that and you should do this, or who am I to say that? I'm not perfect. There's areas in my life where I'm not perfect. There's areas in my life that if, you know, if I put it out there, people might have some things to say about me as well. But so what makes me think that I am a better person because my stuff is not put out there for everybody to comment about? Whereas you see things and you say, oh yeah, this person is an asshole, or this person is that, when you don't really know the backstory. You don't really know what they went through. You don't really know what's up with them, you know? So that's another thing that I had to do. And I just had to just really withdraw from social media. I'm starting to get back on there, but it's a whole new vibe that I'm trying to, you know, come out with going forward. I haven't even posted on my Instagram is so freaking long. If you don't follow me, I'm at Nisha Yvette, of course. But like I said, I haven't posted on there. I plan on starting to post beginning of 2022. But I mean, it's the holidays coming around and things like that. So you might get a story or two from me on Instagram, but probably no pictures, no nothing else, because I'm just really learning about myself right now. One thing that I really do like, though, is I finally got on TikTok, and I thought TikTok was all about just people dancing. So when I finally got on TikTok, I noticed that there are a lot of girls that do like the mini vlogs, the day in the life, and they're so calm. Like, I love seeing Black girls with these beautiful apartments, eating healthy, working out, journaling. And so I was like, okay, I might start doing something like that. So I did post my first TikTok video. It's a little whack, but I'm trying to perfect it. I talked to my daughter because she does TikToks a lot, but asking her how people do this, how they get the music on there, I don't know. I'm old school. I don't know how to finagle through all that stuff anymore. So she's helping me. So hopefully I'll be able to provide you guys with more TikToks of mini vlogs and, you know, just things that I do as far as like my self-care and my mental peace and things like that. Also, something else is learning to put the focus back on me and not doing so much for everybody else, because I really, really neglected my own self-care by constantly trying to be there for everybody else. And I just really needed that break, you know. Just please, I'm telling you, rid everybody out of your life that has the negative energy, the negative content, you know, the negative vibes. Remove those people out of your life, because you don't need them around. If they're not making you feel better about yourself, and I'm not saying it's somebody's purpose is to be like, hey, you're doing good. Hey, hey, congratulations. It's not their place, but if they're not encouraging you, and you should have friends that are encouraging you on a daily basis, you know? And if you don't, it's okay to cut them loose. You're not obligated to. You know, we come in this life alone by ourselves. We gonna leave this life by ourselves. So make the most of your life while you're in it. Make the most of your life while you're living it. Take care of yourself. I'm not saying be a exercise workaholic and go to the gym all day for 10 hours a day, or, you know, but get at least 30 minutes. Our bodies need that energy. We need to burn energy. We need to get that movement in our body. So make sure that you're doing at least like 30 minutes of movement per day. Sometimes I just keep my watch on me and I just like track myself walking. And at the end of the day, I feel like, oh, okay, I did about 8,000 steps. I did pretty good when I wasn't even like trying to exercise. So do things like that. Anything for your mental, anything to make yourself feel better about yourself. Learn a new recipe, try a different restaurant, read a book, you know. I have really become closer with God this year and really focusing on Him and letting Him be in control of my life rather than me trying to control my life myself. And I think that's a mistake that I made as well, trying to, instead of letting things flow, I kind of like push things to go how I wanted to go, and they always got screwed up. So I'm learning to let go and let God, and let Him be that fulfilling person in my life, that fulfilling supreme being in my life completely and totally, and trusting in Him. I just wanted to say that to you guys. Like, I was feeling in my soul, in my heart, to put this out there. I promise that I will definitely be trying to get more podcasts in this year. So really, really encouraging, guys. Please put your self-care first. Put you first. Put your needs first. Put the things in your life and the goals that you want to accomplish first. Because at the end of the day, all you have is you. All you have is you. And that person that you are, you look in the mirror when you get up in the morning and you tell yourself, I love you. You are beautiful. You are all right with me. You might have flaws, but girl, your imperfections make you so perfect. So I just want to end this podcast in that. And I hope you guys have a blessed rest of 2021. And I might get back with you guys before the end of the year. If not, I love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. God bless.